Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. All homes, big and small, we discuss them all. Happy weekend to you, friends. My name is Justin Matchier. What a beautiful weekend it is, too. I think it's beautiful enough to talk about taxes. hold on. Before you change the channel, I have some important information for you, and I'm going to do my best to make it friendly. To be honest, actually, property taxes, as dry and as maybe dull as those may sound to all of us, end up being like one of my favorite discussions to have because it really matters. You know, if like just hear me out for a minute. If you have a property tax bill of $2,400 a year, which is not uncommon in this area, that's $200 a month. And believe it or not, that's actually, for some people, the make it or break it point for homeownership. So property taxes are important to talk about. You know, do we need them? That's a question for other people. However, we do need to fund things, and we're going to get into some of that discussion this weekend. However, that's what I wanted to get to you. I wanted to talk to you about, well, homeowner, you probably saw a bill recently. We were talking about it in the studio before we powered up the microphones. I saw the bill, and I've certainly talked to quite a few people, past clients particularly, who called me up and they're like, what is this all about, Justin? Like, I thought I paid my taxes. I thought my mortgage pays the taxes. Why do I have this, quote, extra bill? Why do they want more money? I don't know how to answer that question. However, I did get some neat reasons for the extra bill. We're going to talk about that. I want to thank my great sponsors before we get started here. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, okay, let's go back in time a little bit. In fact, we're going to go back a couple of times. The first date I want to give you, for those of you with DeLoreans that can hit 88 miles an hour, I want you to go to, I want you to go to July 17 last year and July 24 last year. On those days, Matt, the good man in the studio here, powered up the microphone, and this guy gave you information around the property tax assistant or the property tax assessment, the recent assessment that got everybody pulling out their pitchforks and their torches and saying, what in the world's going on here? Look, I hear you. I also went to my garage to pull out the pitchfork and say, While it was showing an increase of about 20 to 50% on average for people, what was increased was your tax assessed value, not your bill necessarily. Okay, so your tax assessed value. Now, the Department of Revenue did a pretty good job, in this guy's opinion, of creating a tour. Right? I mean, it's actually a really good tour. It just didn't have any music, which would have been more ideal. However, they did a tour throughout the state. They did come to Kalispell. This guy went there with my notepad and my pen, and I took pages of notes, and then I came to the studio in July and recorded the outcomes. In fact, we even brought in Representative Brockman, who is a good friend of this show and a good fan of the show as well. This is his stomping grounds. This show is being recorded and broadcast out of Evergreen area of Kalispell, Montana, and that's where that homeboy grew up. In fact, that's the guy who's responsible for bringing the sidewalks to the streets for our kids. And I would have him on this radio this weekend, except for he's out there with a shovel making sure that happens. So good man, Tony. However, we had him on the radio in July of last year to break this down. What I appreciate about Tony is he gives me some historic perspective, and he also takes a otherwise complicated topic and puts it into average person conversation, right? So I couldn't get him in the studio this weekend. However, I did catch him this week for coffee. I sat down, I said, Brockman, what's up? Let's talk about this. The first thing he said was this: look, if you have a question about this tax bill or anything that your government's doing, leg.mt.gov, find your representative, call them. Find your representative, call him. He says, and I know a lot of us like to go to the person at the top of the totem pole, like in this case would be our governor. Don't do that. Find your local representative and say, hey, I have a question. He says, we want to answer your questions. So that was his step number one. And I thought that was pretty awesome. And as a result, since I called him, he made time for me. We sat down, we had this discussion. He then took me back to a date further back. By the way, for those of you who want to play along at home, kjjr.com, you can find those shows in July 17 and July 24, where we talk about the assessed value change of your property taxes. If you want to get caught up to that, go back to July, kjjr.com, hear the show. We talk all about that. I can't give you all that right now because that was a whole show, okay? And I have just a minute here. So we did in that show, though, reference the PTAP, the Property Tax Assistance Program. And before I take my break, I want to give this information to you. If you feel you qualify or would like to find out if you qualify for tax assistance programs, you need to go file that now because that deadline is Monday. Okay. So that's April 15 is the deadline for you to qualify or to apply for the Property Tax Assistance Program. You can find that application at mtrevenue.gov. You can also go to leg.mt.gov to find your representative, of whom they will also tell you to go to mtrevenue.gov, find the Property Tax Assistance Program. It's in the bottom left-hand corner of that screen, and begin your application process. There's multiple avenues for you to apply for taxpayer assistance, especially if you're a disabled veteran. Okay, you need to go do that. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flat at Home Show. I have more information to unpack about this quote-unquote extra tax bill that you've seen in the mail. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. All tax bills, big and small, we discuss them all. I had to change the slogan a little bit this weekend because that's what we're talking about. Tax bills. And you likely saw an extra one show up in your mailbox. Yes, pay it. Yes, go pay it, right? Call your lender if you want to talk to them about like whether or not you have an escrow account that automatically pays your tax bill. Talk to them about that. However, you need to pay the bill. Now, it shows up once, right? Here's what happened. So I sat down, as I was sharing with you last segment, I called up Tony Brockman, our House District 9 currently representative. He's running for 8. You can ask him about that. He is the representative for the Evergreen area in Kalispell. And I said, man, I need to break this down for me. We sat down over a cup of coffee. He said, look, the most recent problem happened because 49 out of, trivia question for you, how many counties are there in Montana? 56. Good answer. Okay. So 49 of those 56 counties, though, decided to lower your tax contribution to the section of your tax bill. If you want to play along at home, grab your tax bill. I'll give you a second. One. Okay. Good. That's all I have because that's 12 minutes show. I don't have a whole lot of extra time. Get your tax bill, go to the itemized portion, should be in the bottom there, and it'll show you that you contribute to what's called a 95 mils system. This happened because 49 out of 56 of those counties decided to lower your contribution to the 95 mils system. And that's a problem because they don't have the authority to do that. The counties don't have the authority to do that. That is a Montana Supreme Court level conversation. So guess what happened? The Montana Supreme Court got involved and sent you a bill, right? So if you had a county that participated in doing that, that's why we got the bill. Okay. Is that a conversation we can continue to carry on this radio show? Probably not the nature of this radio show. That's going to be, I don't know, in the politics category. However, leg.mt.gov, call your representative and have them explain some of that to you, okay? Let's break this down a little bit further though. I asked Tony, what's the 95 mil system? What's that all about? He said in 2008, the Montana legislator came up with the 95 mil school system. It's called the School Equalization Fund. Every homeowner taxpayer pays it. Okay. And the largest landowners of the state originally paid the most amount into it. So like your Northwestern Energies and your forestry companies and all of these large landowner organizations pay the most into the system. He gave me some interesting data. So our friends over in Yellowstone Club in Gallatin County, get this. You ready for this, friends? This is going to humble a few of us. You got a tax bill, an extra tax bill. You pay a few hundred dollars into the 95 mils system on average. That's the average Montana taxpayer contribution to the 95 mils school equalization fund, which is money that goes to the state that then goes to all of the schools dispersed based on student count. Okay, so it's not like a hyper-local thing. It's a Montana thing. The people in Yellowstone Club, they pay, on average, their contribution is $5,800. That's bigger than the average tax bill in Flathead County. However, their contribution is $5,800. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. There are 750 homes in Yellowstone Club. 25 of them live there year-round. The other 725 still paying the bill. And they don't have kids in the school system. Okay. Is this a conversation worth having probably on another flat platform? I think so, because we want to know. I mean, I hear from the good people. I want to know where the money goes. Well, let's also discuss how the money comes in, right? And I'm not here to tell you like what's right, wrong, or fair or unfair. I'm just disclosing what I learned. Okay. Another thing that Tony wanted to take me back to was 1972. I told you we're going to do some time traveling here. So the DeLoreans I know got this. The rest of us got to play along. KJJR.com. 1972 Constitution, Montana Constitution, that, you know, piece of paper that governs our land here, requires us to fund quality education. Quality education. The problem with that statement, first of all, I think we can all get behind that idea as a concept. The problem comes in with the word quality and perhaps maybe the dollar amount that each one of us put on it. And I love this question right here because it shows up in the world of real estate as well. Like, for example, a quality home. Is that 500,000? Is it 700,000? Is it a mill? Like, what is it? Well, that kind of depends on the person asking the question. You know, we asked a really important question in 2021, which was affordable. What's affordable? Well, you know, and I threw it at you guys and it kind of hurt because here's what was affordable in 2021. Everything, even though a lot of us got priced out, we sold as a nation over 6.1 million homes. We've never done that before, right? Actually, one year we came really, really close to that. However, record number of sales in Flathead County, nearly 3,000. We've not seen those numbers before. So you can't tell me it was unaffordable when everyone was buying. The problem is it wasn't affordable for all people, right? So that's just a different conversation. So anyways, this was just an abbreviated version of why the inspiration is behind that extra little tax bill. Yes, pay it. However, talk to your legislator about it, leg.mt.gov, to get more clarification and become an informed voter. This is your land too, and together we make it better. So, hey, my name is Justin Mecha. This is The Flathead Home Show. I want to hear from you. Find The Flathead Home Show on Facebook, The Flathead Home Show, and contribute your conversation to these videos and these audio clips and share them with your friends, because an informed citizen is the best kind. My name is Justin Mecha. Hey, friends, be well, be informed, be safe, have fun, and of course, as always, hey, Flathead, welcome home.